Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Queer FM with host Aiden Saint presents news, interviews, music, and entertainment for the GLBTQ community on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Sunday evenings, 6 to 8 p.m., cool guests, live on-location broadcasts, and provocative topics so you never know what'll happen next. Won't you join us live or later via podcast? You can get us at www.citr.ca or contact us at queerradiovancouver@gmail.com.
And I've had just about enough of this Christmas music stuff, so what do you say we start a little early, Vancouver? Hey, it's Aiden Saint. Well, it's Queer FM Arts Extra, and well, you know, I think you know the drill. So let's get right to it with a little bit of, let's see, how about some theme music? I think that'll work for me. Okay, here we go.
Change the scheme, alter the mood, electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
This can't be good. What am I supposed to do?
Survive.
Here they come.
That's a little bit more like it. Hey, Vancouver, it's Aiden Saint. This is Queer FM Arts Extra. Wow, normally I have a whole bunch of people in the control room, and I will have more. I'm expecting Samantha Max. She's been running around doing all kinds of fantastic things. Barb Snellgrove's van... let's try that again. Barb Snellgrove's van bag will be back next week. She is in Mexico. hey, you know what? I love the fact that my friends take lots of vacations and get a chance to go to sunny climes and well, okay, I don't. But that's beside the point. It's very festive. Lots of people have different holiday traditions, and one of mine is Doctor Who. I know it's very geeky of me. I'm not sorry. I'm not going to apologize for that. Geekiness is rather trendy and sexy, and well, hey, that's just the way it is. And every year, BBC One puts out the Doctor Who Christmas special. Now, this year, I was a little disappointed because it just seemed a little weak. But last year's was really fantastic. It was kind of an odd Christmas story-ish thing with Doctor Who. If you don't know, you'll have to go look it up. It's 40 some years of Doctor Who, but a Christmas Carol was redone in a very unique way, and it did involve sharks flying. But one of the really cool things they had last year was they had an opera singer, and she was amazing. And she sang a fantastic tune. They called it, her name's Catherine Jenkins, and they called it Abigail's Song. And this was the song from last year's Doctor Who. It's it was their Christmas song, and it was mine. And it's, there's no jingle bells, none. It's awesome. So here you go, Vancouver. This is Abigail's Song, Catherine Jenkins, from the Doctor Who 2010 Christmas special. Let's try that again. You know, there's one thing that I really can't stand when I'm listening to audio, and that is if something is popping. You know that, you know what I'm talking about, that popping sound. And for some reason or another, that particular one wants to have a pop in it. So let's try this again. I have another file. Let's try it. Let's try it right here. That's better. Thank you.
Feels like fire. I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels. They keep bad at bay, bad at bay. Love is the light, scaring darkness away. Yeah. I'm so in love with you. Purge the soul. Make love your goal. The power of love, a force from above, cleaning my soul. Flame on, burn desire. Tongues of fire, purge the soul, make love your goal. I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door. When the chips are down, I'll be around with my undying, death-defying love for you. Envy will hurt itself. Let yourself be beautiful. Sparkling love, flowers and pearls and pretty girls. Love is like an energy. Sublime, lovers entwined, divine, divine. Love is danger, love is pleasure. Love is pure, the only treasure. I'm so in love with you, hurts the soul. Make love your.
to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This December at the Rio, you won't want to miss the Western Wilderness Committee presenting Naomi Klein live on Thursday, December 1st, saying no to pipelines and no to the tar sands, with Naomi Klein speaking live about the people-powered movement to stop tankers and pipelines right here in Vancouver. For some late-night fun, check out A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D. This special 3D offering will play for one night only, Thursday, December 1st. Running daily from the 1st until the 8th, catch Surviving Progress. Inspired by the bestseller, A Short History of Progress, Surviving Progress chronicles how past civilizations were destroyed by progress traps. Midnight movies at the Rio go down every Friday night, and features this month include Die Hard, Home Alone, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Goodfellas. For more information on everything happening at the Rio Theater, check out their schedule at riotheater.ca/schedule.
Said I thank you, thank you.
Said I thank you,
yes I thank you.
And I thank you,
thank you, thank you.
And I want to thank you.
My mama thanks a million.
The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you, from all of us at CITR, for your generous support during our 2011 Fund Drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thank you, a million to you.
And thank you very much to The Fall Tattooing. The Fall Tattooing is where you go to get modified and creatively enhanced here in Vancouver. There's a great staff down there. We interviewed Kay, one of the great guys down there, does some fantastic tattoo work. It's on Seymour Street downtown. You need to check it out. They're really great. I love those guys and gals. And they have great art, and they sell t-shirts, and it's awesome. Congrats to also to The Fall for the Movember fundraiser they did, and the huge mustache they had in the front window. Oh my God. I don't know who does your windows, but I approve. Well, listen, even though it's something that you've probably heard, if you've been at a Canucks game and you've heard, you hear the, you know, music here and there, we played this song, long before it was popular here on Queer FM Arts Extra, but we're going to play it again anyway, because, well, we can. So here it is, Little Maroon 5, Christina Aguilera. Enjoy.
Oh, yeah. share my secret. You're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. It's all what you learn. I won't show you twice. Head to toe, oh, baby, run it right. If I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this.
And it goes like this.
Tell me by the tongue and I'll
take me by the tongue.
Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you.
Well, that was an abrupt ending. Hey, it's Aiden Saint. It's Queer FM, and we're going to pause this.
It's pretty.
It is pretty. This is Samantha Mack.
Morning.
Hey, Sam. So tell me, how was the holiday? You got to see your folks?
I sure did.
And you did your skiing tradition?
Snowboarding.
Sorry. Let me try that again. So you did your snowboarding tradition with your brother.
My cousin. Yeah, my brother's not allowed to come anymore.
Why?
My brother got banned from this year's trip because he always hurts himself. This is a six-year tradition. We go snowboarding on Christmas Day, usually with our Jewish friends, but, you know, there weren't any Jewish snowboarders around us this year. My cousin and I went, and it was amazing. It was pretty good weather. It got sticky near the end, but that's okay. Near the end, we all needed a reason to quit, and nobody wanted to admit that we didn't want to ride anymore, so saying that the snow was sticky was a good
Nobody wanted to punk out at the end.
No one wanted to punk out at the end.
Ah.
We went to the mountain I used to work at, and they do this thing where they put a smiley face on your tag, and if the lifties check your tag and find the smiley face, they have to write down your name, and they get a prize.
Uh-huh.
It encourages them to do their job and check that you have paid to go snowboarding that day and you've actually purchased a ticket. So I was their star person today, the person they had to find on the hill. And I'm fast. I ride a lot. I was up and down that ski hill. It wasn't until 3:45 in the afternoon that somebody finally tagged me,
which
means nobody did their job until 3:45 in the afternoon. And granted, I had that job and I really didn't care if they didn't have a pass. I just let them ride anyways. Maybe that's the reason I don't work there now. But yeah, I thought that was really funny. And then the kid wanted to take my sticker off. And I was like, well, no, if you take it, then the next guy can't win.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's really unfair. And he's like, well, no, because the first person who gets to the office with your name is the one that wins. And I'm like, well, then that's a flaw in your game, isn't it? You should bring that up with your supervisor. And he's like, well, no, you don't understand. I'm like, no, I do understand because I made the game last year.
Nice.
And so I got all like, I had music playing in my head. I was party rocking on my headphones and I was like, I'm not giving you my sticker. And I got all uppity in his face and I was laughing and I was like, oh, people have no respect for lifties. How was I a lifty for 3 years?
Well, see, you can get away, you smile and give them a little bit of crap or compliment or whatever, you know, works. And they just go, oh, she was so nice.
Yeah.
Or, I wonder if I can get her number on the next run. Now, how
we
many
did
people
get a lot of numbers last year?
Yes, I was going to say, how many people came and said, "So, if I gave you my number, what was the most interesting pickup line?" You know, working at a ski resort, and I mean, you're a gorgeous girl. So, what's the most interesting pickup line that someone tried? The one that sticks out in your mind?
I worked on the rope tow a lot, so there were lots of kids with lessons. It was the bunny hill.
Uh-huh.
That's where I always got put because I wear funny hats. So that's where I ended up every single day that I worked. And the best pickup line I ever got was a father who gave me his card because he liked how I dealt with his son. And he's like, oh, I'd really like to take you out sometime. And he gave me his business card. He goes, if you ever need some landscaping done, give me a call.
Oh, boy.
And I'm just like, I work the rope tow. Why would I need landscaping? But I was like, good try.
Good try.
I keep everybody's card. If you ever give me your business card, I keep them all. I have a stack. I have little boxes full of business cards. So I figure one day when I'm famous, I'm going to like call each one of those people individually and be like, by the way, buy my book or go see my movie. Like,
oh, you're going to spam them. They spammed you with a card. You're going to spam them back.
I'm
going to
spam each and every one of them and be like, hey, remember that time you gave me your business card in the strip club?
Remember that time on the rope tow when you tried to make time with me by telling me about the job you were going to do on my bushes?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I actually had a guy who men cruise differently. Okay. Have you ever seen men cruise other men in a bar?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that?
I know.
Cruising, for those of you at home or listening,
it's a gay term.
It basically depends on what city you're in also. In Vancouver, they're kind of timid, I'm sorry to say, but they're way more passive. But in some of the cities in the States, what'll happen is a guy will be across the room from you, and he'll be staring at you. Okay, now,
That makes sense. I've been there before.
But you know, for women, it's like, ooh, that's creepy. For men, it's kind of because of the stigma of, you know, of homosexuality. There's like, there used to be, not so much anymore, but there used to be like codes of behavior and things and flags and things that you could tell, you know, what was going on. Well, so I had this guy staring at me, and now here's the funny part. I was dressed in my Havoc the Clown makeup.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm standing on stage, hair freaked out, white face, black stripe across the eyes, leather everything, big, huge, tall combat boots. I'm 6'4", and there's a guy standing there off to the side, drinking one drink after another, staring at me, and finally comes up, and he says, "I love clowns," and hands me his card. He says, "Call me."
Oh, you know what, though? I love clowns, too.
And I just kind of went, okay. Or in that, in Havoc mode, it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Havoc's a creepy clown.
I know. So I am going to get back to the music here. I put on a little music here, and you said, "Oh, I like that song," so I'm going to put it back on.
Yeah.
And then we've got to figure out something to do for Barb Snowgrove's van bag, because Barb isn't here, and I feel lost and I feel kind of lonely, and we miss you, Barb. And you bitch, you're in Mexico, and we're not.
Oh, she in Mexico?
She's in Mexico again. And she sends the cutest things. She's still working. She's go out to Mega Mouth Media on Twitter. Mega Mouth Media. That's Barb Snowgrove, our intrepid all around town girl. She's down in Mexico, and we love you, and we also are very envious of you. We're having trip envy. So.
Yeah, I could do Mexico again.
I was talking with some friends. We're thinking Vegas, but I'm really glad I did not do Vegas this. Because, boy, well, wow, I would have drank way too much. All right, so without any further ado, this is Queer FM Arts Extra. We're on CITR 101.9 FM here on beautiful UBC's campus. And this is David Guetta and Usher. And
yeah, it is.
You're welcome.
I can't win, I can't reign, I will never win this game without you, without you, without you, without you, without you, without you. I am lost, I am vain, I will never be the same without you, without you, without you, without you. Except that we're estranged without you, without you. I can't quit now, this can't be right. I can't take one more sleepless night without you. Without
am vain. I will never be the same without you.
Looking to connect with gay guys like yourself?
Did you know that the friendly neighborhood guys at Health Initiative for Men do more than just hand out condoms? Working with gay guys in your community, HIMSS volunteers, nurses, and staff bring awareness to all aspects of gay men's health.
They also offer fitness and yoga classes, counseling and peer support, and even STI and rapid HIV testing through their sexual health center.
Check him out online for more information at www.checkhimout.ca. They're here to help you make the most out of your life.
And we're back. It's Queer FM Arts Extra. My name is Aiden Saint. I'm here with Samantha Mack. And Sam, you have a top 10. It's the end of the year.
It is the end of the year.
Yeah. We're having a special Queer FM on Friday from noon to 2. And but that'll be kind of our year-end wrap-up, but we're going to throw a few things out there.
Give you a preview.
Yeah. So what do you have?
I have the top 10 biggest flops of 2011.
Epic fails.
These are the flops. These are the movie flops.
Okay.
So number one, I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
The tagline was, "Mom needs a little space."
Oh, this cannot end well.
It was Disney's Mars Needs Moms in real 3D and IMAX 3D.
Yeah, I watched a few seconds of that.
Ugh. Yeah. All right, number two.
Okay.
Or sorry, I should say number nine.
Oh, number nine.
The tagline is Born on the Battlefield.
Huh?
Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, that movie sucked.
It came out in August in real 3D.
Oh, it was terrible. I mean, the trailer was really cool, you know, with the little kids and the father and the, you know, running around. But other than that, no.
All right, how about this? This one had Steve Martin, Jack Black, and Owen Wilson. And while they were filming this in Vancouver, Steve Martin got a manicure right next to me at La Lotus on Davie and Seymour.
Really?
Yeah, I was so excited to meet Steve Martin.
Wow, you got me. It sounds like an animated, though.
It's from the director of The Devil Wears Prada. It's called The Big Year.
Hmm. Well, that one got past me. I didn't even see it.
That one got past a lot of people.
Wow. But Steve Martin,
Steve Martin, Jack Black, Owen Wilson, like, that's a great comedy team.
Yeah.
It was a big flop.
So what was your impression of Steve Martin?
He is a fabulous dresser.
Oh, I know.
He really is.
Yeah.
I was just, I literally sat there and I was like, like, I was in shock. This is the first celebrity I had seen. This is before I was going back and forth to LA every month.
Yeah.
But
before you were semi-famous. More famous than you are now.
Before I was as famous as I am now, yes. Yeah. Before he was my people.
Yes.
Back when he was those people. now he's in my circle, so it's okay.
Oh, okay.
No, I was really excited. I text messaged my dad with my one hand that was drying while my other hand was being worked on, and they're all getting pictures with him, and I was too afraid to say anything. But I did, like, push my arms together, make my boobs look bigger, and, like, kind of lean towards him.
There you go.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. And he plays the banjo, which is why he was getting his three fingers on his left hand acrylic.
Yeah.
Movie number, I don't know what we're on now, but Nicolas Cage and Nicole Kidman in Trespass.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
When terror is at your doorstep, you can run or you can fight. it went to cinemas October 20th.
Oh.
No one spoke of it.
Oh, my God. You can run or you can fight.
And it's a picture of, like, Nicolas Cage all beat up and Nicole Kidman like, "Oh, you hurt my baby."
Oh, jeez.
Number whatever we're on. It was a winner at the 2011 Toronto International Film Festival. But it didn't really make it past that. It is Gerard Butler starring in Machine Gun Preacher.
Machine Gun Preacher.
Although Gerard Butler is.
Oh, and normally, I love that guy. I mean, he's, you know, from 300 on to some of the comedies he's done to Saturday Night Live. He's really funny and really good looking. Okay.
Okay, here's the tagline. I mean, you might know this one.
Tagline.
Get your quest on.
Oh, my God. Oh.
That was Your Highness starring Natalie Portman. Your Highness.
Okay, but you already did that in Star Wars. Moving on.
All right. This one had Minnie Driver, Dustin Hoffman, and it was called Barney's Version. I've never even heard of this. It looks like a wedding video.
Barney's Version. Actually, I did see that.
Did you?
Yeah, it was actually, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all.
Based on an acclaimed bestseller.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was a little slow, and it was one of those movies that I was actually going to review for the show, and then I went, no one's going to watch this.
Do you know what I find awesome about this?
What's that?
Movie number, I'm guessing we're on like number 4 right now. It's another Nicolas Cage movie.
No.
Nicolas Cage, you're a winner. The girl in this picture is really hot. Nicolas Cage is driving a car. The steering wheel appears to be on fire. Maybe it's his hands that are on fire.
All
hell breaks loose in...
Damn.
Drive Angry. Drive Angry. 3D.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of those where I'm going, hey, so what, you're doing like Gone in 60 Seconds meets like Ghost Rider? Is that the deal? You know, that's, and do you ever notice, I mean, his toupee, his mm-hmm. hairpiece, I think he trades it off with Kevin Spacey. I do. I really do. I think that, and you can always tell the tone of the movie based on how much hair he has.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
All right, how about this?
Number 3.
Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster in...
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to wait for it. Go.
The Beaver.
Hmm.
It's a picture of Mel Gibson looking all forlorn, sitting on a stoop with a puppet on his hand like a beaver. And
he's
all like, oh, I'm sad with the beaver.
You know, I saw that and I kind of thought to myself, oh, it's a remake of Leave It to... No, it's got Mel Gibson in it.
The tagline is, he's here to save Walter's life, the Beaver.
Oh,
Walt and the Beave, I guess.
And moving on.
Can see why that was a flop.
Yeah, okay. That was great.
Living investigator. Undead clients. Zombie partner. No pulse. No problem.
Oh my God. That's so painful.
Starring no one I've ever heard of before. It's called... Dylan Dog. Dead of Night.
Oh. Oh, wait. That's
based on one of the world's most popular comics.
That's produced by the guy from Superman, Smallville. From Smallville.
Kevin Monroe?
No. The main actor from the show Smallville, and I'm forgetting his damn name, but he's actually, I think, in that as well. He might even be the star. But he produced that, and it was filmed here in Vancouver. Yeah.
Was it really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have to figure out the guy's name again here.
Platinum Studios Productions, Brandon Routh, Dylan
okay,
Dog, Dead of Night.
Brandon Routh, and he...
Brandon Routh?
He was the... he played Superman in the last Superman film. Okay, so there is a Superman connection here. I think...
Sam Huntington, Anita Bream with Peter... So there's right printing is really smushy.
Yeah.
Stonemare and Tay Diggs.
Well, anyway.
I don't know.
But it was,
You can check it out on DylanDogDeadOfNight.com.
That's a lot of D's.
Or on Facebook.com/DylanDogDeadOfNight.
Dylan Dog Dead of Night.
Or just take our word for it, and it was the number one worst movie of the year.
Oh, well, normally about this time, we have Barb Snellgrove's Van Bag. And... Well, I was trying to think, you know, what can I do here? Because, well, there is no Van Bag, and I was feeling a little bit forlorn about it. So I there's a gentleman here in town. His name is Jay Minter. He's a Vancouverite. He's very, very seems very cool, and one of the circle of people that's on like my Facebook, and I love reading his posts. And he actually has a little blog. And so I'm actually jminter.com. And, since he's kind of one of our contemporaries, I thought it would be kind of fun to read his New Year's Eve picks.
Okay.
Because he's kind of in the know. So on New Year's Eve, he says it's a night to get your glad rags and party until the wee hours, as if we need an excuse as we welcome 2012. Okay. So here we go. Here's some parties. New Year's Eve 2012 party at the Narrow and Grace Gallery on Main has two rooms of fun with music from Laser Bomb and Michael Venus. Now, that sounds pretty good. On the
I
other
like Venus.
Yeah. On the other side of Granville Street Bridge, check out Sparkle at the Jewel Ballroom. One that I think is going to be near and dear to Sam's heart, which is 560's New Year's Eve 2012 Nouveau. It's a winter white party, and it's hosted by the always witty Ryan Steele.
Oh, I might be there for that.
Yay. Let's see. Rosette, Love, Destiny, DJs, indoor fireworks, plus more on tap at the Midnight Stardust at the Marriott Pinnacle Hotel.
Oh, I do love Destiny.
Yeah. The drummer's amazing.
Oh
yeah,
and Bobby.
and he dropped his pants for you.
He sure did. I actually just saw him a couple days ago. When I was at the Snowball, the greatest film industry of all time in Vancouver.
Oh right,
they were the opening act, and they were amazing. No, and you know what? They shouldn't have been the opening act because everybody after them looked like crap.
Yeah,
it was poorly designed on whoever's behalf that was. But I got to see Bobby James and my Christina sing. We love them.
Create your own fairy tale ending to 2011 at Once Upon a Time at Celebrities. Celebrities Nightclub.
I probably won't have a fairy tale ending at Celebrities.
Yeah, you know what? 2011 for me kind of sucked ass. And so it's like, yeah.
I can't wait for it to be over.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, not so much. Get your dance on at the solid New Year's Eve 2012 with, how the hell? Tiesto, I think.
Tiesto,
and it's at the Pacific Coliseum.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, how expensive is that? That's probably expensive.
You know, it's probably an arm and a leg, but let's see. Let's see here. Ooh, Club Zone. Let's see. You know what? Ooh, geez, Louise. It is $180 plus the a meager 50-cent service fee. Now, I've talked about this before on the show, but I have to ask, what's with the ticket prices on some of this stuff? It's like, I want to support you, but there's no damn way.
Yeah.
There's no way I can. It's like, yeah.
Tiesto is for rich people, I guess? I don't know. But they do have one of my favorite songs, and I'm going to pull that up for you here.
Well, we'll play it next here. C2011 out under the dome at the New Year's Eve at the TELUS World of Science. Ooh, that sounds kind of fun. Science World?
Probably sounds a little bit more affordable.
Yeah, and it's, well, it sounds like there could be kids, though. I get a nosebleed around New Year's Eve things that have kids. 105, 120 for that. Yeah, somewhere in that range. And it's not that I don't like children. It's like, I want to drink and I want to have some fun. And then I kind of feel like I've got to take care of them.
You know what I used to want to do for New Year's?
What's that?
I should have jumped on this like 10 years ago. I was going to open up like... the Smith Mac Daycare of Awesome! So that the parents could, like, go out and party, and I could have, like, a giant slumber party with, like, a whole ton of kids, which sounds, like, awesome.
Yeah.
But the older I get, the more creepy it becomes.
Well, and...
when I was 17, people were like, oh, yeah, she's a babysitter. But then I'm, like, 27, and they're like, why does she want our kids?
Well, we have this...
because they're delicious.
We have this recipe for soup. let's see. Head Candy New Year's Eve 2012 at Ginger 62. Ooh, I can hear your...
I'm trying to stop it. I'm trying to stop it.
Wow. Can hear her.
It won't stop.
It won't stop. Kill it. Kill it.
Stop.
Okay. DJs abound at the Fortune Sound Club New Year's Eve party. And you can have a grand New Year's Eve at Republic Nightclub. You can get all your tickets for all this stuff at clubzone.com. I'm sure there's way, 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 way more, but this is just what was on Jay's page. And hey, Jay, how you doing? You've been featured on Queer FM.
Nice.
So there's a ton of also outgoing or outdoor festivities and all kinds of really cool stuff, by the way. There's still all the Van Dusen Festival of Lights, the Capilano Suspension Bridge lights, blah, 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 bright lights at Stanley Park. So if you missed out on your lights, you can still check that out. And Lacage is still playing, I believe. It's still playing at the main stage of Vancouver Playhouse. And so there you go. That is your van bag, sort of, for the 27th of December. And Barb, we miss you. We love you. And come back soon because we asked you to. We didn't say so. So we are going to step aside, do a little bit of radio business. We hate doing radio business, but we have to. And we'll be right back with a little bit of music. Get some
Tiesto.
Get some of Sam's music here after this.
Mm-hmm. Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Thank you. They're not tearing up the charts, babe.
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And this is Queer FM Arts Extra. Did I mention that this is brought to you by The Fall Tattooing? They always say you should mention that, but I do love the guys and gals at The Fall Tattooing. So if you need to be modified, beautified, or otherwise, sort of revamped, if it's your 2012 New Year's resolution, which it is one of mine, then you must go. You must go down and see them because they're awesome. And I said so. We have a little shout out for one of our favorite people, and that is David Blair. David Blair is an awesome local singer, and he's touring in California. And Sam, he's been a little under the weather.
Yeah, he has a lump on his vocal cord, and he has to let it heal, so he's not allowed to speak for a month. So he's going on a journey of silence, and we've been tweeting back and forth. And last night I said, I can't wait to hear you again. He goes, yeah, I can't wait to hear me either. The voices in my head are getting loud.
Yeah, he was sending a bunch of pictures and stopping, and it's just kind of, it's odd to read some of his things. I chatted with him briefly as well, same thing. It's like, oh, wow. So we got a little bit of music from David Blair, and we wish you well, David, and we hope you come back and you're healed because you're pretty wonderful.
And we love you.
Yes, we do. So what do we have on tap for that?
This is from his album Hard to Control. It is called All I Want.
Awesome.
You noticed, I bet you noticed by now. I'm just a tiny bit loud. I'm my own little crowd. Let your head down, girl. Go ahead, unbutton your shirt. Let's see that famous smile. I got a little more skirt. We're gonna dance all night long. Down a drink that's really strong. And sing our favorite song. Fantastic, oh, I'm so distracted, it's true. I can't take my eyes off you. You're such a beautiful you, yeah. We'll take a trip, run away, drive my car to the ground, and leave it in someone else's town.
Yeah, all I really want is all I really want.
you say with anyone else. All I really want is
I am the Lord thy God, King of the universe, and I've taken time out of my relatively busy schedule to deliver an important message to any LGBT youth out there who may feel bullied, harassed, depressed, or rejected. The message is simple. It getteth better. I know many of thy so-called holy men say that homosexuality is a sin against me. Well, I, the creator of all that was, is, and ever shall be, am here to tell thee that those whack peeps be naught but straight-up haters. In fact, I'll let thee in on a little secret. The first couple really was Adam and Steve. I know the Bible saith Adam and Eve, but honestly, the Bible saith a lot of things. Look, I created the Garden of Eden. Dost thou really think I would entrust such a high-pressure landscaping job to straight people? Use thy hands. Can we get the boom mic out of the shot? Thank thee. Competence. I created mankind in my image, and I do not make mistakes. So it's not that 10% of thee came out defective, it's that I'm 10% gay. 15% whenever I see Ryan Reynolds. Rawr. I love all human beings equally, and punish them equally. Gay, straight, bisexual, transgendered, thou art all equally smiteable in my eyes. Oh, is this when I wave the, okay. This rainbow takes me back to Noah. He swabbed both sides of the ark, if thou knowest what I mean. Now, life on Earth in general, that shall not get better. In fact, if anything, it's going to get worse. It may get worse before it gets better, or it may just get worse and stay worse. TBD. Oh, come on, can we please? I mean, verily, that just totally draws focus. Well, I have a 4 o'clock supernova. Thanks for letting me chew thy ear off. Believe me, for me it was a nice change of pace. And let me say, amen. Or rather, ah, gay men. And lesbians and bisexuals and transgenders and that whole acronym thingy. Are we done?
And that was another message from the Lord thy God. Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, being that it was sort of Christ's not birthday, but kind of. Yeah, it was really interesting. I was talking with some acquaintances down in the States. We were having a few drinks a while back. They were talking about Christmas, and we were just chatting, and somehow it came up that one of the gentlemen that was in the periphery of our party did not like Jewish people, and that, you know, Jesus Christ would never stand for that. And I said, do you realize that Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, was a Jewish rabbi, right? You know, and he is not. Yeah, he was. And you know, his birthday and blah, blah, blah. I said, you realize his birthday was probably in July, right?
We all know he was brown, right?
And yeah, he's not like Caucasian with blue eyes and blonde hair.
And his feet were covered in camel poop.
And the guy just was totally incensed. He just lost it. He freaked out. He just, rawr, 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 rawr. It's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell your story, walk, and go sell crazy someplace else.
People are stupid.
What are you going to do? Well, you know, it's kind of toward the end of our time here, and we got Sup World with Melanie. She's going to be on next. Mm-hmm. I have to say it that way. I'm sorry. I just hear the, like, Fresh Prince, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
It doesn't sound right. We're like, Sup World.
Yeah, no. Sup.
Sup World? Sup World. You got to say it right.
Yeah, yeah. It has to be a certain way.
You got to say it from, like, your balls. Sup World.
So how do you say it, Melanie? Because you don't have...
I say it different ways.
Okay. All right. She says it.
Sup World. She's got the smallest little voice.
I know. Like, I know. Mouth. She's for those of you who don't know, Melanie is this gorgeous, gorgeous girl, and she has this tiny, tiny little voice. It's like,
Sup World.
It's like, wow, really? All right. Well, we got to get the hell out of here because she's gonna, like, beat us if we don't.
Vinyl. She's gonna beat us with vinyl. She's like gonna, a true hipster.
Oh my goodness, hipster vinyl. Oh, we can't have that. Well, you know, we here at the show, we have some favorites, you know, that come across our proverbial desk, and this is one of them. This was a little bit from Saturday Night Live with one of our friendly, fabulous, I love these guys. It's Maroon 5
Travi.
With Travi McCoy. And
what up, Travi?
This is for one of my friends out there. You know who you are. Enjoy this song. And this is Queer FM Arts Extra. My name is Aiden Saint.
And I'm Samantha Mack.
And we are out of here. Hey, tune in on noon on Friday. We're going to do our best of 2011. And until then, try to stay out of trouble, Vancouver. Try. She's got nothing. I love it. See you later. Peace!
Looking to connect with gay guys like yourself.
That was really weird. It's like I got a computer. Let's try this one more time.
Once again, Maroon 5 featuring Travi McCoy.
That's better.
Stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh. Make me your radio. Turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo. Yeah.
If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if a yeah, chicken Travi, I can hit that. Furthermore, I apologize for any slipping tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And all my heart's a stereo, the only place for you. Come on.
My heart's a stereo. It's for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, 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 yeah. Let's go. Make me your radio. Turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo.
Like, if I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it louder every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hear me sing along and grab me by the hand, and keep me stuck inside your head like a favorite tune. And know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you. Yeah,
my heart's a stereo. It's for you, so listen close.
Believe me,
because good music can be so hard to find.
find.
It's so hard to find.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Good morning! You are listening to CITR, and you're listening to Sup World, and I am joined for the next hour by Andrea of New Sensei.
Is this on?
You're on!
Hi. Are we live?
We are live on air, and we're also podcasting. So I'm super excited to have Andrea. She is going to be playing songs about angels for the next hour.
That's right.
Tell me a bit about why you're playing songs about angels.
It's the holiday season. Figured I may as well. And I also have a show opening in 2 weeks called Where Angels Go to Burn Their Wigs at the AH Gallery.
And you're a musician, but this show is
Visual art. Yeah.
Visual art.
Mm-hmm. Which is something else I do.
So Andrea is in two bands, New Sensei and Heavy Chains.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to start off this show with a song called I'm a Body by New Sensei. We're back.
Hello.
So, Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have you. Every week I've been having guest hosts of Vancouver musicians. So that was your band, New Sensei.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are working on a new album for Suicide Squeeze, right?
That's right.
And you've got a new lineup?
Yeah, we have a guitar player now, Brody McKnight. And we're writing a record, and then we're going on tour in March with this American band called EMA.
EMA.
Yeah.
EMA is sweet. I really like the latest album.
Yeah, it's cool. We're stoked that she asked. So.
Yeah. So she asked you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really exciting.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Where are you guys
going
to go?
It's like kind of weird. It's like Midwest, East Coast, and then like 2 dates in Canada too, huh, on the East Coast.
That's awesome. Yeah, so EMA found you and then asked you?
Yeah, I guess. It's cool. Huh.
That's cool. And how did Suicide Squeeze, how did you end up working with Suicide Squeeze?
David, who runs Suicide Squeeze, emailed us when we were on tour. I guess someone, like, I don't know, he heard it or something. He was interested. And he's really cool, so we decided to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So when is that album going to come out?
I don't know. We're recording it in February, like early February, with Josh Stevenson. And then I don't know how long it takes.
Yeah.
Every time we put out a record, it's taken a different amount of time, depending on, like, weird tour restrictions or whatever.
You usually put it, you've put out a few records on Vancouver label, so this is your first time working with Seattle label.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, that is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Do you feel more pressure or just more?